The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another reaction podcast, review, whatever you want to call it. It's where I unleash my feels of the episode. Finally catching up on these suckers. If you want to check out more of The Walking Dead recap show on iTunes and, of course, audioboom.com. You can also go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. On the top, there's a tab that says podcasts. Click on that and you can subscribe and do all that stuff. You can see all the shows that I do with myself or my friends. So this episode will be talking about November 5th. Episode 3 was called Monsters, Season 8. I've got my notes here. Reading them over, because I did watch the episode and I did write my notes after I watched them, and I seem to have enjoyed this episode. Rick, it starts off with Rick and Morales facing off. And of course, I really thought Morales was going to have a longer part in this. But no, as he's got the gun pulled on him, Rick's like, no! And then what happens? Swoop. Daryl shoots his ass. Yeah! Sweet Jesus! Daryl kills Morales, which was freaking awesome. Daryl doesn't care. And it's obvious that Daryl is probably on a serious mission. I think the only person, the next person that could probably be at his level, maybe Maggie because of Glenn, maybe Rosita because of Abraham. Rick probably because his manhood was taken a couple of times from Negan, but Daryl lived it, man. And he is not like, he does not care. If you're on the other side, you're dead. And I freaking love it. Rick's face was a classic, but I loved it. Let's see what else. Jesus and Morgan, they fight each other because, Jesus wants to save all the saviors. What the hell? And Morgan's on a mission and runs after some of the chain gang people, the saviors, when the zombies attack or roll down the hill, I thought was pretty cool. I don't think my wife thought it was very cool that they just rolled down, but I thought it was pretty cool. They box it out, and I'm not gonna lie, Jesus can fight. But Morgan probably could take him out if Jesus would. I don't know. That was a close. That staff was right up to his throat. But I think probably Jesus would have taken him. But still, once again, Morgan says, he might be crazy, but he's right. And he is. I think that Jesus is making a mistake. You can't rehabilitate. Did I say that right? The saviors. You just can't. Sorry. Not right now. Not in war. I agree with Morgan all the way. Maggie owns Gregory at Hilltop. That guy is such a freaking slimy yuckiness of crap. I can't believe Maggie let him back in. I wouldn't have done it. Maggie's got a better heart than me, but still, I would have been like, stay your ass out there. I probably would have had my guys kill him. And then Jesus shows up with the savior people, and Maggie's like, really? And I even put my notes here. Jesus is high. Like, I can't believe now. Why would you even want to put these guys? You know you're going to put these saviors in there, and they're going to be like, we're going to escape and we're going to kill everybody. Because I'm Negan. Stupid Jesus. Let's see what here. Aaron is totally crushed because his boyfriend. That was a sad part. That was sad. I like Aaron. And I liked his boyfriend, too. I think I was with Daryl in the beginning, like when Aaron's like, I'll take the baby to Hilltop to Maggie. And I looked at Daryl and Daryl looked at me. And I was like, for real? Rick, are you gonna let this dude? He's kind of a little off right now. But maybe that's what he needed. And I think that's what Rick saw, maybe. And I trust Aaron, but I don't know. Aaron probably adopted that baby. So that was, Aaron, pour a little out. If I had my drink, I'd pour a little out for his boyfriend. And that part there, when the dude starts shooting at Rick and Daryl, and then he comes out and Rick's like, okay, I'm gonna let you go. And then Daryl's like, oh God, that was hilarious. And Rick was again shocked, and Daryl just doesn't care. And I don't blame him. And Rick needs to get a program. What else? Oh, the ending of this episode. King Ezekiel and Carrie and all, and Carol and all them. That machine gun. Oh, and of course the episode ends. And there it is. Which I already know what happens because I saw the next episode. This is another dope episode. And the ending here, that machine gun thing. Because the whole time King Ezekiel, I don't think he was bragging, because some people out there would probably think, oh, he's bragging and don't say you're perfect and you know no one's died. I don't even look at it that way. I think King Ezekiel was just trying to keep the positive the morale of his crew. Like, look, we're gonna make it. This is gonna be, I don't think he was trying to be cocky at all. I think he was just trying to keep it up there, and we already know what happens. But all right, people, that is it for my thoughts, my feels on this episode. Thumbs up on this one. This was another great episode, episode 3. I'm loving it. I don't know about y'all. I know there's some of y'all that love it, and there's some of y'all that were just not happy on that mid-season finale, or whatever you want to call it. Woo-hoo! All right, people, that's it. If you want to check out my stuff, iwatchmike.com. My blog is iwatchmike.com. My Twitter, Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat is Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook. Feel free to leave comments and tweet me and do all that good stuff. Let me know what you thought about the episode or the season or whatever. If you want to check out some of my crew, they're not even here, but I'm going to show them love anyways because that's how I am. Kristen, according to Kristen.com. Brancy, the VRO.com. And Jesus. Okay, Jesus, dysfunctional.com. Make sure you check them out as well. And hit them up and say, hey, Mike's a better person than you are. Mike's a better person because he's showing love and y'all aren't even there with him. Woo! All right, coming up another episode, episode 4. Some Guy of the Walking Dead.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.